Anyway, it is time now, so we're going to start. Before I start, though, I think we should address the elephant in the room, which is my hair, obviously. You might be wondering what's going on with that. Well, for a long time now, I have become what is typically called follically challenged. Okay, I've been going quite bald. And like many men in my situation, I this year decided to go to Turkey to get a hair transplant. Now, little did I know that the clinic that I chose it's not part of the gig. Little did I know that the clinic, the hair transplant clinic that I chose, only uses hair donated by browser developers. Okay. I don't really like Gen AI, but for this kind of thing, I like to make an exception, right? Just get everything so wrong. Am I trying to say that all browser developers are clowns? No. Okay? They sometimes do seem to do some clownish things, though. Okay? Case in point, what we're going to talk about today is that some of the browsers do what I like to call a two-phase or a two-step loading process, where they don't load everything on the page at once. They load one part. And when that's done, they start loading the second batch of resources. Because of this, you get weird situations like this, where we have three very different waterfalls in the three browsers for the exact same HTML page. The same HTML, and it's a very simple one, we're going to show it later, simple HTML still loads radically different in all the three main browsers. Now you tell me that is not a bunch of clowns trying to take on their audience with stupid jokes. Okay? So what I'm going to try to do today is try to explain why this happens, why these loading behaviors are there, and then maybe also give some ways to try and combat these inconsistencies between browsers. So let's start with the why. And it turns out that it's not the browser developers who are the clowns. It's usually more the server developers. Okay? You wouldn't believe the weird stuff that servers do. This one, for example, send back. I requested images in 1-2-3 order. It sent back in 3-2-1. Okay? And in this case, the first image, the top one there, was my largest contentful paint image, so the most important image on the page, the one that Google looks for, looks at for SEO things. So that was the delay behind these two other less important images. It's not just these simple examples either. This is a more complex one, where a very important JavaScript on top and some important fonts also were being delayed by a bunch of images, these purple things in the middle. A ton of images that I really didn't need at that point. I really wanted the JavaScript first. But the server was sending me other stuff than I had requested. Now you might think, Robin, how is that the server's fault? How is the server supposed to know what it needs to send when? Well, because the browser literally tells the server what it needs to send when. This is something called the prioritization system. So the browser is basically going to assign a priority, a level of importance to each type of resource it discovers. For example, render blocking CSS in the head, super important, highest priority. Partial blocking JavaScript, also important, high priority. Defer JavaScript, if you add defer, that means that the browser can execute this JavaScript after the main page is done loading. So it doesn't really have to execute or download immediately, so it gets a low priority. And then you have things like preloads, things that the browser knows it might need, but not discoverable right now, might get a medium priority, right? So the browser actively tries to guess which things are most important when, and it communicates this to the server. The ways it does this are kind of difficult to explain. Most modern browsers, you can now see this in a request header. There's literally a priority request header that tells you when which resource should be coming in. This is very important, especially for HTTP 2 and 3, because they use a single underlying TCP or quick connection to send the resources on. So they have one connection for many different things, and if they get the order wrong, there is not going to be room on that connection for the more important stuff if you keep sending me low priority images, server. Okay? So it is important if we get these orders straight. And again, it's the servers who often make mistakes in this. This is research I did a couple of years ago. The top is what the browser sends. So this is the browser is expecting to see that. You can see a lot of some very well-known servers get it nearly right, Apache, not quite right, Nginx, and then completely, completely wrong, Node.js. And the thing is, this last one is actually one of the worst possible cases for web performance. If you send your resources like this, your page is going to take a very, very long time to load. You might say, Robin, oh, that's research you did a couple of years ago. Since then, we have HTTP3. Everything is much better, right? Right. I did research again last year. This is very fresh. Looked at a ton more. Very well-known companies and hosting providers. Only two. Two out of all of these get this right. It's not that everyone else gets it completely wrong. Okay, there's a lot of gray area in there. But still, only two of these actually do what they're supposed to do and listen to what the browser is telling it. Okay? So with that in mind, imagine that you are one of these people. Okay? One of the browser developers. How would you deal with this, right? You have a browser, you see in your analytics coming in, a lot of servers are not listening to us, they're doing very weird stuff. How can we protect ourselves against that if the server isn't even listening? Okay? And one of the ways they do that is that thing that I mentioned before, this two-phase loading. The idea there is, let's say you have a web page with 100 resources. If you request all 100 of them at the same time, which you could, it's allowed in HTTP 2 and 3, should be possible. If you do 100 at the same time, the server has 100 different ways to mess it up. However, if you only request the top 10 or maybe top 20 most important resources first, and you delay the 80 other ones until those are done, then yes, the server is still going to mess up those 10 to 20, but at least only those at the beginning. You're not going to be delaying your JavaScript for very low priority images down the line. Right? So that's kind of one of the main reasons that we have this setup. Browsers trying to protect themselves against wrong servers. Not the only reason this is still around, but one of the main reasons that we have this. And because of that, it's one of the main reasons that we get these very different waterfalls. Because, of course, none of the browsers agree on how to best do this two-phase loading thing. Okay? All of them have a different opinion on how to best do that. And when I started, it was very frustrating because almost none of this was documented at all. The only thing that we had was a Google Doc from one of the Chromium developers that had a very short description of what this was doing. We're going to look at it soon. Very short description, and that was it. Super vague, super difficult to interpret. There was nothing for Safari, nothing for Firefox. This has since slightly improved with a couple of articles. May or may not be due to some of my nagging, to be honest. But still, it's very underdocumented what this does and how it does it. So that's why I'm doing this talk today. Because of this, because of the underdocumentation, I had to do a lot of my own research. Okay, so I spent a lot of weeks setting up different types of sites, trying out in the different browsers to get this working. So I'm going to present to you my research now. And because I know that the academics like that, you know, I'm going to try to change it to a bit more formal wear, like this, to get the mic going. There we go. Very nice. So let's talk about the results. I'm going to talk about Chrome first, right? Because it has the most complex and most evolved system in here. So we can get all of the concepts from Chrome, and then we can look at Safari and Firefox next. So again, Chrome, for a long time, all we had was literally these four lines in that Google Doc. That's it. That's all you got. And we're going to read them now. They're not very intelligible. So Chrome loads resources in two phases. Tight mode is the initial phase and constrains loading lower priority resources. So it delays lower priority resources until the body is attached to the document. Until the body is attached to the document. I have no clue what he's saying here. Okay? Luckily, the writer anticipated my stupidness. They actually added another line. They say, what does it mean? It means essentially after all blocking scripts in the head have executed. So all blocking JavaScript in the head has to be done executing before tight mode can exit. Okay? Keep that in the back of your mind. That's going to be important. Last sentences, in tight mode, low priority resources are only loaded if there are less than 2 in-flight requests at the time that they are discovered. Okay, I'm not going to explain that one. We're going to see a couple of examples of that later. But I hope you can agree with me, this was not clear at all what the browser was trying to do. So I had to put on my academic wear. First thing we need to understand is, what do these lower priority resources mean? Right? It delays lower priority resources. What does that mean? Well, Chrome has a specific way of giving priorities to resources. HTML and CSS are going to be highest priority. JavaScript in the head, so the synchronous blocking JavaScript is going to be high. And then it kind of depends. Asynchronous and deferred JavaScript is obviously going to be less important because it executes later in the page load. So Chrome gives it a low priority. Similar to images in the body, they also get a low priority. Now, when a document says low word priority, it actually means medium, low, and lowest. So during tight mode, that first initial phase, only highest and high resources will be loaded. Everything else, Chrome intentionally delays until that is done. And I can very easily illustrate that with this very simple page. These are just 2 render blocking JavaScripts, so synchronous JavaScripts in the head, and then 10 images. And I've intentionally delayed those JavaScripts. The server waits 2.5 seconds until it starts replying. So you can clearly see that while the browser has discovered all 12 resources at the same time, it waits requesting the images until the 2 JavaScripts are done. It waits requesting them, not even downloading them, requesting them until the 2 JavaScripts are completely done loading, clearly showing that there is this tight mode thing going on. Now, this is what you would have seen in Chrome about 1.5 years ago. If you do this now, you will see something more like this, where suddenly 5 of those images are being loaded in that tight mode at first phase as well. And this is because about 1.5 years ago, Chrome made a change to its priority system, where it says the first 5 images on a page are not the default low priority, they are now the medium priority. The idea being that that largest contentful paint image is probably one of those first 5. So if they make this change at the browser level, they might improve LCP times for the internet as a whole. Okay? That was the idea behind this. You might be still be confused because medium is still not allowed in tight mode, right? But still they were downloading in tight mode. So they also updated tight mode logic, saying that from this point on, tight mode can also load 2 medium priority resources at a time. And that explains what we saw then, right? So we have the 2 JavaScripts, tight mode, and then there are 2 medium at the time. So the first 5 images, the first 2 can start. When those are done, we have allowance for 2 more, 2 slots open up. Those, and then there's 1 just left over, gets loaded. And then we again have to wait until the end of tight mode before requesting the next images. So that's the basics of this. Now let's get to that weird last sentence of that paragraph that I showed before, right? Low priority resources are only loaded if there are less than 2 other in-flight requests. So what I've done here, it's the same page, but I've just delayed the first JavaScript a bit less. It already returns after, I guess, 1.5 seconds. But the other one keeps running. So what you have from the point that the first JavaScript completes, there's only 1 high priority resource in flight, that JavaScript, which means we can now start loading 1 lower priority resource as well, which is the first image. So that one gets done. Again, a slot opens up for a low priority image. The next one, the next one, the next one, and so on and so forth until tight mode is done. Right, so that's what that second sentence means. I hope that still makes sense, because from now on, it's gloves off. Something that I found very surprising is that tight mode really is only while there are blocking scripts being downloaded, not CSS. This is a very similar page, just without JavaScript and just 3 CSS files in the head. And even though the CSS files are render blocking, there is no tight mode. Everything gets requested at the same time, because tight mode is only triggered by scripts in the head. Very surprising to me. was even surprising to browser developers at Chrome that I talked to, because they thought it was included. Fantastic. So now that you guys all know the basics, okay, it's time to put that to the test. Okay, I'm going to ask you to think a little bit for yourself. You don't have to shout out anything. Just think for yourself. Given this page, what is that going to look like in a waterfall? And why? How is this going to get loaded? So we have two render blocking JavaScripts of high priority, two deferred JavaScripts, which in Chrome are going to be low priority. And then we have our 10 images again. First 5 are medium, and then we have 5 lows. 10 seconds, imagine what the waterfall is going to look like. Now, I realize this is a bit difficult. To really do this, you kind of need a nose for these kind of things.